gave piece of the land to. Mm-hmm. And this piece here he gave, and they split the farm through. So mm-hmm. the half that went to the river, they built a home there. Mm-hmm. And, of course, one son stayed here. Mm-hmm. And then there was one took the old house.
Which son stayed here, do you know?
William, I think.
Uh-huh.
I think it was William.
Yes.
And after the...
The Indians were the ones who told him to
I think Humphrey stayed here. The father stayed here.
He stayed here.
Yes.
This was the homestead where
That's
he stayed.
Right. And then he gave out the land to his sons. Mm-hmm. One was down there, and then there was one over the Potter place, mm-hmm. and one up the next house that was where that got burnt down. Johnny Moonshine lives here then. It's where I think the Polish people live mm-hmm. there now. Mm-hmm. And then the
where is that now? Is it on the main road, or is it off on the drift road?
On the drift road. Mm-hmm. You know, there was where Sam Tripp,
yes.
where she lived out of there. Well, you come up mm-hmm. further this way, mm-hmm. and there's a house there.
Yes.
Well, that's where the old house was.
I see.
It had a nice old house there. Too bad it got burned up. And then the one in the south, there was a horse place.
Yes. And all of that land,
he
went around and made a chop on
yes,
the tree, and the Indians gave it to him or sold it to him?
They sold it like whatever Allen's had that the Indians liked, like corn or vegetables or things, whatever the Indians liked, that's what paid for the land.
Mm-hmm. It must have been hundreds of acres.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, hundreds and hundreds
yes,
of acres.
That's what this farm is. Then there's the Allen's below. Then Haldress, because you know it by
yes, yes, and then all this up there.
There too.
Yes.
A lot
so
of
it
land.
Must have been an awful lot of land.
I
now,
don't know how
did
to.
He make some sort of an agreement with the Indians? You told me something about his making an agreement with the Indians that they had a burial ground down.
Yes, he did. It seems there's a brook through the place south of the old homestead where the old house was. And that
where was that old house?
Old house? Oh, I'm talking about this one
I
now.
See. Umphrey's. I see. That's what I mean. There was a brook south of...
Because he started it.
Yes.
And then he had to wait for the sons growed up.
Yes. The brook was south of here then.
North
of here.
Yes, that would be north. Mm-hmm. And come down through Sam Tripp's.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big pond there. I remember going there and skating with the other
mm-hmm.
children.
Mm-hmm.
And the brook goes on down. And they said the Indians come down that brook with the horses to water the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And as that brook goes down, it swings in right up on the line of what was Humphrey Allen's, or the old homestead land that went down to the river.
Mm-hmm.
And the Indians told him, when they made the agreement, they didn't want no one to disturb that burial ground. It was, and they promised they wouldn't.
And the burial ground was right on the East River, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I should say it's on the line, which was Humphrey's, that goes with this house.
It went with this house.
Yes,
it was part of this land.
Yes, it was part of this land,
mm-hmm.
only, of course, divided
yes.
the other part. And so then, afterwards, of course, different people come there, but they never troubled. I don't think they farmed a lot anyway. Then he comes back again. That William Allen bought the land.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mrs. Palmer's father.
Yes.
And, of course, he understood the agreement that was way back to the Allens. So he said that Indian burial ground would never be disturbed by him or his children.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of wild grass and everything. So he had his son to take the horse and harrow and harrow it over and sow down clover so it would be all green and all was over.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a land that goes out like a point out towards the river,
mm-hmm.
dry land, and there's no markers there, but some of the daughters have found an arrowhead, and they found a part of a bow there, and the father found an old two or three stubs, because they were brought in a way that was buried down, might have been markers,
mm-hmm.
but they was going anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's ever been troubled, and now it's covered up with cedar trees, very thick.
Mm-hmm. So the Indian burial ground has never yet been
never
bothered
been
by anyone.
No, nobody let it be.
No. Isn't that wonderful?
That's good.
It is.
Somebody said, I understood, well, oh, I guess when Mrs. Palmer told me, somebody asked her father, said, wouldn't it be nice to dig it up and see what the confines and never be trouble on we own it.
No. That's wonderful. That's north of the Kirby Cemetery, isn't it, which
oh, yes.
is on the Drift
that's
Road.
South of your place, it would go down, clear down,
yes.
south of that, and this is north of your place as it goes down.
Yes, yes. Yes, well, the next time we come get together, I want us to go into that Kirby Cemetery. Where is that where... Is that where Humphrey Allen is buried, or where is he buried?
You'll have to ask Mrs. Palmer that. I suppose we known years ago, but I don't remember where Humphrey Allen was ever buried.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit about Pardon Allen and where he lived and where he was buried. Do you know anything about that? Pardon Allen.
Pardon Allen?
Mm-hmm. Well, Pardon Davis, I mean.
Oh, Pardon Davis, yes. Well, Pardon Davis was up north of the place where I live now.
I see.
And I live on the place right south of that farm is the Kirby place. And he had a daughter, and Mr. Davis had a son. And they fell in love with each other, and they looked over the wall, and that's how they courted.
That's wonderful.
And so that is my great-grandfather and great-grandmother.
Pardon Davis is your great-grandfather.
Yeah, and she, of course, she was a Mrs. Davis, she was Miss Kirby.
What was her first name, do you remember? Helda Kirby was your great-grandmother.
Right, because she was my mother's grandmother.
Yes, so and I gather you said that Edna Luvelink lives on the land that was Helda Kirby's, is that right?
Yes, that house, I think it was the old house that the Kirbys had built.
That Pardon Davis? And
no, Kirby's.
The Kirbys.
Yes. The Davis house is under the cellar hole there. That's all been gone. I did remember seeing the chimney for some years when I was growing up, a little girl, but that went down.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a nice well. What I mean, they built everything so nice. The curb was built so good. And the wall that went up the driveway that goes up there in the... like a bridge that they go over the brook. They put in those nice flat stones.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was done so good.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the well they keep all covered up now so nothing would fall
mm-hmm.
into it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we found in this attic some magazines from the Friends meeting in Philadelphia that Pardon Davis subscribed to.
Mm-hmm.
How do you suppose they got there?
Well, it must have been through given to our folks. You see, all my folks on that side was Quakers anyway.
Yes.
See?
And so some of them...
So they was born back, they was born friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then they kind of died. I think my grandmother stopped it, that is going, so enough so it broke it out. They,
mm-hmm.
they went there afterwards like friends, but they was not born friends.
Yes. So that someone of the Kirbys, your grandmother was a Kirby, wasn't she?
Yes.
And so that one of the Kirbys, your great-grandmother was a Kirby, and so some of them probably, he gave them to them, and
That's
they
right.
put them here in this house, and they were here when we came.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're very...
And for one time, I remember my mother, you know, there's some Jews that believes the Messiah is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some Jews that like us. And so there were some Jews in New York of the kind that knew Christ was born. They believed he was here and
yes.
come, you know. And they had a paper that they could subscribe for.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother subscribed for that. I know she took that paper for a long while
mm-hmm.
from them Jews that
yes. Yes.
believed in Christ.
Yes. Well... This has been a wonderful experience, and now I'm going to talk with Mrs. Potter and find out a little bit Palmer about these, Etta Palmer,
yeah.
and find out a little bit more about the Indians.
When
and
she
things
was are... growing up, we too, we was always together,
yes.
the children.
Yes. How old is she now?
I think she's 4 years younger than I be,
mm-hmm.
but I kind of forgotten. I know she's a little younger than I be.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking Bill was near my age. She says, no, George is your age. Because George's birthday, He's 83 and I'm 83, but not in the same month.
No.
I don't know which is the oldest I've got, but...
Well, I'm going to take down this recipe for the blueberry slump now, and we'll say goodbye, and thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I love to do it.
I just get so excited when you come out and tell me these old things. That makes me very happy.
Hello, Mary.
Well, Mabel, isn't it a beautiful day?
Oh, it can't be better.
Is this
for the time of the year?
No, we've never had a fall, I think, that was this long.
Not even when I lived here?
I don't think so.
No.
Do you remember when you... what first memories do you have of living here? You told me once that you remembered, you didn't remember, and yet you thought you did, about crawling up on a hired man's lap. Remember?
Oh, yes, when I was a little baby. I can't just remember what the man looked like, but I know he was black, but a very nice workman, nice man. And when I was a baby, of course, my folks was busy and getting supper and everything, and I'd crawl up in his lap and go to sleep. I can remember that, and so I guess he must like babies all right.
Yes. What kind of work did he do on the farm?
Oh, like cutting wood in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember we had him in the summer or not. But I know in the wintertime we would hire men to cut wood because we sold the wood from the place.
Yes. I didn't realize you sold it. Yeah. You must have had to, you had to heat with the wood.
Oh, yes.
You?
Somewhere around 5 quart of wood we depended on because there were two stoves.
Yes. Where were the stoves?
One in that room and of course
one back in the kitchen.
That one was the kitchen stove in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes the fireplace in the fall, but when it was going to get cold, then we'd put the fire board up and put the air tight up.
Mm-hmm. When you got up in the morning, it must have been cold, wasn't it?
When I got up in the morning, I'd go right around the corner in this room here where I be now, right there, because that's where the air tight was.
Yes.
And I'd have my clothes where I undressed there by the stove. And that's where I dressed, right by the stove.
Just shivering away.
I guess I was, because it was cold.
Yeah. Who was living at the time when you were, when your first memories, after you do remember being here, you say you have heard about this crawling up on this man's lap and going to sleep, but... who was living here when you were a tiny child that you do remember?
Well, it was my father and my grandmother, myself.
Mm-hmm. Just three of you all the time.
Wait a minute. There was my grandmother, my mother, and myself. Where was the fourth one come in? It was a poor family. Well, guess not. Guess I'm getting weak.
Well... Anyhow, there were three of you.
There were three, anyway, yes.
And
maybe
then
I was having a hired man.
You had the hired man sometimes.
Four of us sitting at the table, because we always ate together. Mm-hmm. Always would, no matter what, he was one of us.
Mm-hmm. Black or not black?
Not make any difference.
No. And you said that he wasn't a pale black, that he was really black.
He was black, really black.
I wonder where
blood was way back. I don't know what they called, I don't remember. John Bowers, I think, was his name.
Mm-hmm.
John Bowers.
I wonder where he came from.
No, I don't remember that.
No.
No.
I just wonder now. I don't.
Very likely they might have got him from New Bedford because at that time, further along I remember, they used to get these green fellows that would come from Portugal, you know,
yes.
And the different farmers would get them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd feed them and dress them, you might say, through the winter, and they'd work.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting wood or whatever they need them for their food and their home.
Yes, that's a good idea.
That's the way they did a lot in them days.
Then I wonder what they did in the summer.
We went to Howland on Howland Street, New Bedford, to Mr. and Mrs. Enish. They kept a boarding house, and that's where these men come in from, and then the farmers would go there to get them.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
They was very nice, some of them was.
When you were a child here, very young, before you started to work, do you remember playing with anything? What did you play with?
Well, I didn't play with much of, what you'd say a girl would play with, dolls and that. I didn't seem to take to that much. Once in a while, but it wouldn't last long. And I remember having a playhouse right out this wall, the south wall,
mm-hmm.
and I had it in the wall, and I had a few dishes my folks would let me have that I played with. But I wouldn't stay there too long. I wanted to be where there was animals. I wanted something alive.
Mm-hmm.
So they would get me pets. Either rabbits, and then I had pets from around here. If I got a little baby woodchuck, I'd keep it for a while, then I'd let it go. Then I had a weasel. The mother weasel was going across the road. I guess she got scared or something. And then when she see me, she dropped the little thing. Well, he hadn't opened his eyes. He was so little. And so I picked him up. I was afraid the mother wouldn't come back. And I picked him up, and I remember laying in bed, holding that little thing in my hand, so I could feed it with a dropper at night.
Yes.
And I brought that weasel up, and he lived 2 years.
Isn't that funny?
And being around in these rooms, I had the sewing machine in there. I had the organ on that corner. I think it was that corner. And I let him go. Oh, you think it was so fun to get my sewing thread spools and hide them in under the organ.
That's wonderful.
And then I had squirrels, chipmunks. Then was, and of course were the cows or the horses. That's what I enjoyed the best. And my dogs, lots of times when I was a very young child and I'd be tired from playing, I'd come in and lay down behind the stove where the dog was with the dog.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what kind of a dog or dogs you had?
Well, the first dog I had, I remember, he was a regular Cocker Spaniel. With long yellow ears.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd been a kind of a runaway dog, and he was quite old. He used to run over Cadden's neck. He loved where there was children. He'd go stay where there was children for a while, then he'd leave them and come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And once I fell down the cellar steps, and my grandmother didn't know where I was. She was looking. And that dog come in and kept going back and forth, back and forth. So she went to see what, and there I was laying at the bottom of the steps, trying to tell. And yet he wasn't a dog that was brought up to learn to do anything.
No.
But he knew.
Yes, he knew. And so that's how she found
I remember
it.
That. I never forgot that.
Mm-hmm. Wonder how old you were.
Me?
Yes, I wonder.
Oh, I can't remember whether I don't think I'd got to go in school.
No.
Not then.
No. So, not when you did get to going to school, where did you go?
The first school was on the Drift Road, and that schoolhouse now, when they sold it, it went to George Cherry's house down by the river.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. That's where mm-hmm. it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And that land is a cottage there. I don't know who lives there now. I thought it was some of the Beaters or Bonnie, but I might be related to Bonnie, but I ain't sure
mm-hmm.
that lives about in that. Mm-hmm. It was a 10-acre lot, and Mr. Beatty gave that corner for the school.
Was that near the, where the Howells live over on Horseneck Road?
Oh, no. No, oh. This is on the Drift Road.
Oh, this was on
Drift
the Drift Road.
Road. Yes. Mm-hmm. See, if you go, when you leave here, if you went this way, not around by the point, we'd go by it.
Yes, if we went back around by the Handy House.
Yes,
and down
yes,
there.
I could show mm-hmm. you
yes.
that's where it was.
Yes. And how many, there was how many rooms in that school were there? Just the one,
only one room.
Room.
Only just
and all the
children room.
Of different ages.
Yes, that's right. And one school teacher and the stove where they had their... I don't know what you call it, with a pipe that goes all around the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't get your feet warm about the time you was going to leave come out.
What time in the morning did you have to get up to go to school?
I don't remember, because I had to walk from the home and then a little ways down. And I remember the first day I went to school, because I was kind of afraid, and I was timid if I heard anything quick in the woods.
Yes. And did you walk down The woods that way? Or
yes, that way.
You walked down toward the drift road.
It was on the drift road.
Yes, you walked that way through the woods.
Yes, we walked to that school. We walked. And this, I suppose, was nothing but a bird flu. And I run back home scared to death. So my grandmother, I can remember, and she was tired and doing so much work, but she left her work and walked down with me to the schoolhouse.
Mm.
And